I'm Eric Carley. We're the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, Texas. And from Maxwell Technologies, it's David Iacobucci. David, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Thanks for being here. Let's talk about Maxwell. For those who don't know, give us some background on the company.
Maxwell has been in the capacitor manufacturing business for over 25 years. We packaged our ultracapacitors into a Group 31 casing, and now we offer the engine start module used to start diesel engines up to 16 liters.
Right. And what kind of, right now, what are we looking for in terms of the demand for the product? How's that going?
Demand is ever increasing.
Yeah.
Especially as we approach the cold season, there is a concern on batteries performing in cold weather.
Sure.
And we outperform batteries.
Yeah. And so there's, I guess that's probably been a problem for a long time that has plagued this industry. And that we get into that cold weather, and I don't know anything about global warming or global cooling, but I'll tell you, it seems like we've had, depending on where you are, some pretty tough winters over the last several years. Even in North Texas here, where GATS is centered, we've had some lots of ice and snow. When drivers are out there battling this, if we're nice and snug at home, that's one thing. But when a driver's out there on the road, that becomes a real situation for them. What kind of feedback do you get from drivers at a show like the Great American Trucking Show? What are some of the common comments and some of the common questions you guys get?
Well, I'll start with the comments first. We'll be standing there at our booth, and we have a driver that has purchased the engine start module
right
a year ago.
Yeah.
And has gone through those tough winters.
Right.
And it's great to hear from him while I'm sitting in front of other prospective buyers that, hey, that thing is the greatest ever. My truck starts just like it's summertime.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was in minus 10 degree weather.
Right, right. So in terms of adding this onto our truck and getting this unit, what are we looking at? What is a driver go through? What kind of installation are we looking at, and what is that process like?
Typically, in a 15-16 liter truck, you have four batteries.
Mm-hmm.
The extent of the installation is removing one of those batteries, mm-hmm. dropping in the Maxwell. It is connected to the batteries, and that's where we get our energy. And there's an isolated run from the engine start module to the starter.
Right. It would probably be, I guess, for drivers out there, it would be common for them to think, well, I don't run the northern tier, so maybe this isn't something I would need. But as I mentioned earlier, even here in North Texas, we get our share of cold winters. So who does this apply to? Would you say in terms of North America and all over the U.S., this is something that drivers need on their truck?
Eric, it's an all-climate solution.
Yeah.
All right. Heat kills batteries.
Yep. Great point.
Cold puts batteries into dormancy.
Yeah.
All right. When you're at those extremes, that's when you have problems.
Right, right.
And the engine start module is rated down to minus 40 degrees centigrade and up to 150 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah. And you mentioned that the drivers often are your best salespeople, the ones that are using the product. That feedback has to be growing louder and louder as more and more drivers learn about Maxwell.
That is correct. In fact, if you were to go to the Maxwell website, www.maxwell.com,
mm-hmm.
We have a blog, we have testimonials, and you have a widespread of responses from a wide variety of drivers and fleets.
Right, right. And we understand on certain models that it's actually now an option for a factory install.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It was in March at the Mid-American Truck Show that Kenworth announced Maxwell as a factory option. And just 3 weeks ago, Peterbilt followed suit. So we are now factory options on both manufacturers.
Yeah. And, of course, that's a testament to the demand. And coming from such, PACCAR being such a huge, huge part of this industry and putting so much equipment out there on the road, having that option out there is a great endorsement from PACCAR, the PACCAR family, because they know how well this works and they know the demand for it, correct?
That is very correct, and also the rigorous testing that they put us through.
Right, yeah.
And what I like is the fact that they took some of our test results and use that, since we did a more rigorous testing on the engine start module.
Right, right. In terms of, and I think of the driver that's out there that may have to, you know, get a jump, this is something where they may run into a huge cost, not only calling someone out for that jump, but that downtime, sitting there on the side of the road or wherever you're stuck, not moving. If you're not making those miles, you're not making money. So I would think that with the module, it's real simple in terms of the cost-benefit analysis here.
I agree with you, and it is my job to help people understand that.
Yeah.
When you talk about a stranded driver because his truck's not starting, it's the frustration level that he has to deal with,
right?
Safety level, mm-hmm. the late loads,
yeah.
and the cost of the service.
Right. Yeah, and it becomes so cost-effective. It almost, I would think, is a no-brainer for these drivers. Once they've made that decision, they've purchased, then they, I'm sure, are going back saying, why didn't I do this before? I wish I'd done it sooner. I'm guessing you hear that at shows like the Great American Trucking Show.
I hear it all year.
Yeah, yeah. If they want to learn more about Maxwell, where can they go, David?
I would urge anybody to go to the Maxwell.com website.
Okay.
Maxwell.com/ESM.
Okay.
We have a lot of information there about the product, where to buy.
Yeah.
And the testimonials that I spoke of.
Yeah. Again, I've always said it for nearly 20 years now. I've been saying other drivers using these products successfully are the ones that will tell you. Those are the ones you need to listen to. They have the greatest power in any endorsement situation. And again, the PACCAR family now adding this as an option at factory install is a testament to what you guys have put on the market and have done for so many years. Thank you so much, David. We greatly appreciate your time at the Great American Trucking Show. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.